Hello, and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. I am your host, Father Scott Steinkirchner, today coming to you from Tala, Ireland, with a preaching I'm calling Accompanying. The reading is from the Gospel of Luke. Some Sadducees, those who say there is no resurrection, came to Jesus and asked him a question. Teacher, Moses wrote for us that if a man's brother dies, leaving a wife but no children, the man shall marry the widow and raise up children for his brother. Now, there were seven brothers. The first married and died childless. Then the second and the third married her, and so in the same way, all seven died childless. Finally, the woman also died. In the resurrection, therefore, whose wife will the woman be? For the seven had married her. Jesus said to them, those who belong to this age marry and are given in marriage. But those who are considered worthy of a place in that age and in the resurrection from the dead neither marry nor are given in marriage. Indeed, they cannot die any more, because they are like angels and are children of God, being children of the resurrection. And the fact that the dead are raised, Moses himself showed in the story about the bush, where he speaks of the Lord as God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Now, he is God not of the dead, but of the living, for to him all of them are alive. Then some of the scribes answered, Teacher, you have spoken well, for they no longer dared to ask him another question. Thus ends the Gospel. I am in Tala, Ireland, accompanying one of me Dominican brothers who's dying, so somebody can be with him. What a strange thing, and a strange and beautiful blessing, to be able to accompany somebody to death. It entails a lot of time just sitting by his bed in the hospital. He can't talk. He can't signal. But he can maybe hear. So I tell him the news. I read a book to him. Meister Eckhart, of course. And I try not to ask him too many questions. But I have a lot of questions. Are you already there? Can you already see it? You have one foot here and one foot there? Or is it still just nothing? 'Tis unfair to ask him those questions, but part of the blessing is I have hours to think about them, to experience them. And Meister Eckhart to think about too, who talked about God's eternal now, eternally creating, that we can only experience if we let go of all of our ideas about what that is like, about what God is like. Abandoning everything, then we can step into the real truth. That's what Jesus was getting at a wee bit with his talk there about heaven, the resurrection of the dead. We can't understand it. And when we try, we make a silly mess of it. But we can't experience it. And that's really the end of life.